Masechta Shviyas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Normally, produce bought on the eighth year, when a person was buying from an Am Haaretz, an unlearned person, he would not be able to buy produce immediately. He had to wait until there was significant produce from the eighth year's crop on the market, because he had to suspect that there was Shemitah produce being sold and it wouldn't be, and that it wasn't treated properly. So the Mishnah discusses, what about luf? If the luf onion that we've been discussing in the previous Mishnayos, if it's an exception. When is a person allowed to purchase a luf, this luf onion, after Shemitah on the eighth year from Am Haaretz? So the Mishnah is discussing a case where the luf was not immediately a harvest, just before it's being sold, rather it's coming from a buried storage pit. So it's a question when it was harvested, if it was harvested during the Shemitah year, or if it was harvested from the year before the Shemitah year, and then put into storage. Rabbi Yehuda says, Miyad, he's allowed to buy it immediately, and it's different from other produce. He doesn't have to wait until the eighth year's crop is on the market. And this is because Rabbi Yehuda assumes that since we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that one is not allowed to harvest using the same harvesting tools, the luf on Shemitah, he can't dig it up with a metal spade. He has to use another tool, and so it's awkward and it's not efficient. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda reasons that it's not likely that somebody harvested it on the Shemitah year just to put it into storage. He would have rather have it sit in the ground until after the eighth year, until after Shemitah, and then harvest it properly with the right tools and then sell it. So from the fact that it's being taken from storage after the Shemitah year, he assumes that it wasn't harvested on the actual Shemitah year, rather the year before that, the sixth year, and then put into storage, and therefore it's not a concern of Shemitah fruit. However, the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Mishayirba HaChadosh, only when the new crop, the eighth year's crop, is Yirba, is abundant, then he can purchase Luf, otherwise he has to be concerned that it's from the Shemitah year. Mishnah Vav. There's the Isra of Lufnei Iver, Leisitin Michshol. In front of a blind man, you can't put a stumbling block. In other words, you can't cause people to slip up in regard to the mitzvahs. You can't cause them to transgress any of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So the Mishnah discusses the application of that. Elu kelim she'ena umen rishai l'machem b'shvius. These are kelim, tools, different farming tools that are umen, a craftsman who made these tools and sells them, he's not allowed to sell them to Am Haaretz on the Shemitah year, because the Am Haaretz may use these tools to transgress the halachas of Shemitah and work on his field. These tools are machresha, a plow, v'chol keila, and all the accessories to the plow, ha'ol, a yoke, v'hamizra, and a winnowing fork, v'hadekar, and a hoe. All these things are used exclusively for malachas that are not allowed to be done on the Shemitah year, and so they can't be sold to Am Haaretz on the Shemitah. However, Avol Meicher Hu Magal Yad, you're allowed to sell to Am Haaretz a hand sickle, Umagal Katzir, and a harvesting sickle, Viagala, and a wagon, V'chol Kila, and all its accessories, because these things could also be used for something that's permitted, like picking just a small amount for himself to eat, which is allowed to do on the Shemitah year. And therefore, they could be sold even to Am Haaretz. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shem malachtem yuchedus l'avira aser. Anything that's exclusively used only for a malacha that's an avira to be done on Shemitah is aser. It's forbidden to be sold. L'iser u'laheter, but if it has a dual purpose, it could be used l'iser or it could be used l'heter for something that's permitted. So then mutter, it's permitted to sell it to the Am Haaretz.